Freak Weather Conditions by Simon Beswick.
And those are the main stories at 7:30 a.m. And now, over to Kate for the weather.
Thank you, Sam. And I'm afraid it's going to be a tough day out there for our listeners, as we're receiving reports of freak weather conditions heading our way. First up, for residents in the Harper Hay area, be on the lookout for bright neon pink clouds, which should be over you by about 10 o'clock this morning. These are in fact showers of cosmic dust that have seeped down through the upper stratosphere from the explosion of an alien spaceship passing the moon early this morning, and is emitting high levels of dangerous radiation. So if you don't want to die horribly or give birth to children resembling two-headed frogs, please be advised to stay indoors. In Salford, however, things are looking up, as you can see from the satellite picture. Well, of course, this is radio, so you can't actually see the satellite picture, so you just have to take my word for it, I'm afraid. But I am a very truthful person. Just ask my mum. Only ring her. Don't go round, or she'll start showing you all my baby pictures. Where was I? Oh, yes. From where I'm standing, I can see the wreckage of the alien spacecraft is burning up in the Earth's upper atmosphere and is creating a spectacular psychedelic light show over the Irwell. So if you live in Salford, my advice to you is to have a cup of mushroom soup, pull a sickie at work, and spend the day watching the pretty lights. Far out! Elsewhere, over Swinton and Pendlebury, stay indoors but watch the skies as a brief but intense shower of long-extinct Ordovician-era trilobites is expected to fall between 11 a.m. and 11:45. Can't be sure exactly when. These creatures were a very early life form existing in the warm seas before life crawled out onto the land and have been extinct for over 250 million years. So it's worth checking them out. And if you find one that hasn't been smashed to bits on landing, it's worth a bob or two. The Bolton Museum and Art Gallery is offering £100 for each live specimen. Mind you, Bolton's going to have problems of its own owing to the hordes of fire-breathing pterodactyls that are expected to descend on the town sometime during the lunch hour. That'll make for a pretty rough time for anyone out on the streets in Bolton until about 2:30, when the pterodactyl shower is expected to disperse. Exactly what its movements will be after that time remain unknown, but anti-aircraft defences in Oldham, Blackburn, Rochdale and West Horton have been placed on full alert. This just in. Satellite photos are showing the four horsemen of the apocalypse heading towards Little Halton, so residents may want to head for the cellar this afternoon. Or just leave town. And that's the weather at 7:35 a.m. I'm Kate Lloyd. Now it's back to Sam.
Thanks, Kate. I think.
Freak Weather Conditions was performed by Elizabeth Poole. The piece was written and directed by Simon Beswick.